Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively not in my studio anymore, certainly not in Zoomlandia. We're here at the beautiful new Costas, the all-new Costas in Timonium. It's all brought to you by, I have old tickets here. I had a Magic 8-Ball ticket. What am I doing? Back to the Future. Magic 8-Ball was so last quarter. I'm about to get into summer. Yeah, I'm going to have Ravens tickets here soon. Leonard Raskin is here.
Hey.
He has been beaching, sunning, funning. I don't know where else you've been. Feels like a couple weeks before 4th of July since we got together.
Yep.
You were waiting to come here.
Yes.
You and I did the show about 50 feet away, right?
We did.
That ketchup thing is.
Yes.
When it was Nick's, right? And now it's Costas. You have not walked in the 5 weeks since it's been here.
It's magnificent. I have not. It's great.
Yeah, the walls
place
are painted
great.
Up, right? And they got the Costas sign in the back.
There's a different vibe. It's a different feel in here.
There's noise. There's energy.
There's people. Yeah, it's
the
happening.
The Orioles are really playing the Mets
right
now behind us.
A day game.
A new game.
A day game.
I don't know.
See if they can't snatch a victory today.
I think this is one of the unintended consequences
from the jaws
that they have of playing one series now against everybody. You know, they took the Yankees, Red Sox away. Now when the Mets come to town,
right, that's it.
You got to get the games in.
Yes.
And if they got to get you to the stadium an hour early or an hour late, or if they're going to give Brian Baker away for a draft pick in the morning.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Number 37 pick in the draft.
He blew the game the other night with two-run homers.
You know, we don't appreciate
really
pitching around here.
I don't know if he blew it or if Mancino blew it, leaving him in for the second home run. That's my opinion. After the first two-run homer, you could see he didn't have it. Then he gave up another hit. You say, okay, that's enough. Nope. Wait till he gives up the second two-run homer. Then we take him out 6-2.
It was the 6-2, right?
6-2. You got to win that game. You got to win that game. I'm sorry.
The first home run happened was at my dude Frankie Lindor.
You got to win that game.
And I'm in the. I like Frankie Lindor. I like his hair now. I like his commercials. His Indeed. I like all of that.
I do. I do a lot of business. A lot of our clients. We use a company called Guardian Life Insurance Company. They sponsor the Mets.
Okay.
So I was looking for
an excuse
to root for the Mets, and I think they're fine in the National League, but they can't beat my Orioles. But
you weren't around in '69, Raskin.
No. I was 5 years old. I wasn't watching.
My dad hated the Mets.
I wasn't watching.
When the Mets got in the World Series in '73, my dad still hated them.
Yeah,
4 years. My dad hated Rusty Staub, and he had nothing to do with '69.
My Pittsburgh hate started with We Are Family.
Le Grand Orange.
1979. That started my Pittsburgh hate. And it's lingered to this day for every sport.
Did you catch my Fred Lynn chat?
I saw it. I have not listened to the whole thing.
Fred Lynn. Was there a better ball player than Fred Lynn?
That guy was intense, wasn't he?
He was great.
He was.
Still great. He was great on the show.
He was an intense ball player. I remember. He was one of the driving.
The
I'm saying he was one of the driving forces of that team.
Every year he'd run into the wall. Twib, he was always This Week in Baseball.
That's right.
Going over
That's
the wall,
right. What was his name? Help me. Who did the voice?
Mel Allen.
How great was he?
How about
he
that?
Was, that was baseball when we were kids. That's all was baseball.
Boop, boop.
That was baseball.
Boop, boop. You
this
know
Week in Baseball.
I had
waited
Fred
every
Lynn
week
on,
for it.
And I did 38 minutes with Fred Lynn. And I felt bad. We were having a good time, though.
You
know, but he didn't need to go or anything. But I had a list of questions I didn't get to. And one was whether he ever did the baseball bunch with Johnny Bench.
Okay.
Because that was – you watched the baseball bunch.
Sure.
San Diego Chicken.
Sure,
yeah, the whole thing, you know.
Yep.
When I had the San Diego Chicken in the studio, all I wanted to talk to him about was the baseball bunch at Johnny Bench. So, you know, that was a long, long time.
How great
so Leonard Raskin's here. He handles money in the American Dream, Raskin Global. You can find them out on the web. It's been a couple of weeks since we got together. I don't know what direction you want to go in. I mean, democracy, baseball, big, beautiful bill. I mean, I don't know.
Big, beautiful bill. I'm thrilled.
Yeah?
I'm thrilled. Well,
you're the only one.
No, I'm not the only one. Half the country's thrilled. Come on. The bottom line is, from a tax standpoint, from an income tax standpoint, I have this not argument. It's not an argument. A discussion with a lot of people that we advise that despise the man in the White House. And that's okay. I don't care.
Well, he's racist.
Okay,
calm down.
No,
but that's
okay.
True.
Okay,
that's true.
I don't believe it. But anyway, the point being this. When the first Trump tax cuts passed 8 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it was, when he was in his first term, it was 9 years ago, every single person in this country got a tax break. Every single person paid less taxes than they did the year before on the same exact income, same family circumstances. Everybody saved taxes. Everybody. Now, people will tell me that it saved the rich. It didn't save the middle class, didn't save the poor. That's ridiculous. Every single rate was cut. Every single person paid less taxes on identical income. If you took last year's return and this year's return, everybody paid less.
17 from 16.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Bar none. Biden had the opportunity with his Congress to change all that and put it in a different bill if he wanted to. They chose not to. He could have sanctioned, he could have dropped tariffs on China. Chose not to. Trump comes in. The way the bill's written, these are archaic Senate, House, government laws. The bill wasn't permanent. So it's going to expire. At the end of this year, 2025, the bill was going to expire. And next year, everybody was going to see a tax increase across the board. Everybody. So they said, okay, we're going to come into office. We're going to make the tax cuts from 17 permanent, which now they've done. But what's permanent mean? It means until the next administration and the next Congress comes in and makes changes. In government, permanent's only as permanent as you're in office. That's it. After that, it's not permanent anymore. So they made these tax changes permanent. They also cut taxation on people receiving Social Security. They cut taxation on people receiving tips. They cut taxation on people receiving overtime. No question, no doubt, there's nothing you can say about anything about that bill that is worse for anyone working in this country that is receiving income of any kind, continuing to pay less tax than they would have had this bill expired. So without question, everybody continues to save tax.
You and I just fundamentally are wired differently in your maniacal approach toward no tax, no. I mean, that's just your fundamental belief. I drive down Paring Parkway, and there are potholes,
sure,
and I'd like for them to work.
That's
if I
right.
lived in Texas, I'd like my electricity to go on when it's 120
that's
degrees.
That's fine to so pay the state to fix the road.
From a civilization,
yes,
and a community,
yes,
standpoint, I acknowledge poor immigrant, indigent, hard, you know, people with a disability, just all of that.
Nothing changes for any of that. Nothing. Nothing changes.
Nothing's
in Medicaid,
getting better for any of those people either.
Well, look, their lives, some people's lives just suck. I hate to say it, but some people's lives are horrible. And it's not the government's job to make them better. Charity's job, society's job, family's job. I love giving money to charity. It helps people that can't help themselves. I'm all for it. The government should have some safety net. We are a wealthy country. I'm all for it. Medicaid does that. The big, beautiful bill slows the rate of increase in Medicaid spending. It did not cut Medicaid. Only in America, only in the Democratic Party, can a slowing of an increase of a cost be considered a cut. If you and I were here and I gave you a raise and that raise was 5% every year, and I suddenly told you the raise was only going to be 3% a year, you'd consider that a cut. That's the way government works. It's not a cut. It's a slowing of the rate of increase. Now, people that don't get paid because they're, whether it's here illegally or whether they're able-bodied to work. Look, I hate
to
say it.
I just would like to know that the FAA and that
nothing was cut from them.
NOAA. Dude, he's got morons running every department in the country. He has unqualified morons.
I don't know if that's the case.
That is absolutely the case.
I don't know that
there's
that's
no
the
one
case.
In the military that could possibly respect this clown from television.
So,
there's
so
no one
in
education
the last
in this
guy?
Country.
You think they respected the last guy?
Qualified people, especially what your party did to Anthony Fauci, is disgraceful. I mean, just
the guy's a hack.
See, there we go. Leonard Raskin.
You
want to
play this? We can talk for hours.
Yeah, we'll talk baseball.
Yeah,
instead,
let's talk something that's more fun. Let's talk something that's more fun.
The trading deadline for me.
Yes, this is a terrible thing.
Well, this morning, as right before we got here,
yes,
just in time for Luke to get back from Wildwood, I
yes
might add, they deal a relief pitcher for a draft pick. And what it's kind of telling me, and all the tea leaves I get,
yes,
because these people don't talk to anybody.
They're starting the
fire sale.
The flush.
And it feels to me like Elias is going to be literally the last man standing, right? They fired the manager.
Yep.
They're in last place.
Yep.
Guys are failing. Young players are failing. He's got a job. They're going to draft this week, right?
Yep, yep.
He's going to pick all the future players.
Yep.
Not only is he picking the future players, he's taking what's still with the team right now and under team control next year, and Brian
yep
Baker.
Yep, sure.
As one silly little example, right? Because I'm not saying Brian Baker one way or another
will make the difference in this team.
But would you rather have him on your team next May, June, July? I
think he's
would.
A fall guy for the week.
And if everybody's going to be a fall guy except Elias and Rubenstein, who owns the team, who I think, this is my guess,
yeah.
And it's just a guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
That Elias has won the confidence of Mr. Rubenstein.
Yeah.
And I know where that didn't happen, down in D.C. this week, where they fired the general manager and fired the manager.
Yeah, they got rid
Rizzo
of them both.
And Martin, right?
Right.
So when that happened, Alan McCallum texts me. He's like, hey, we might have just gotten our new general manager in Rizzo. And I'm like, I don't think Mr. Rubenstein.
I don't think he's.
It's not that I don't think it. I know he doesn't know anything about baseball. Like, so he will not be making any decision. It'll be Cal Ripken or some. And Peter surrounded himself with, first, Sid Thrift.
Yeah.
Always Rick Dempsey.
Yep.
Always Mike Flanagan till his death.
Yeah.
You know, so it was always somebody coming in the side door. Tom Davis was another one of those guys that had his ear.
Yep.
Brady Anderson had the boy's ear.
Sure.
Right? So the guy that is a lawyer that knows nothing about baseball, Peter, would trust Lou Casoris, whoever was around.
The people who knew that he believed knew something.
Well, this is Bisciotti around him. I don't think he listens to his golf buddies as much as he listens to Eric DeCosta and John Harbaugh.
Sure.
But he's 20 years into this.
Yeah, he's been doing it
he's
a
little 20
while.
Years into this. And right. Steve liked football,
followed
football, thought he knew something about football, went to football games, had seen players, Joe Montana play. David Rubenstein is not a baseball fan at all, and it feels to me that Elias is like got a 5-year extension that we don't know about, and that he said, Mr. Rubenstein, all the guys' arms fell off. We got injuries. It was the injuries, not my look at my great abilities. I've got Anderson, and
I've got
Jackson Holliday.
We certainly proved that to be the case, right?
So
now the question is, who can coach these guys up and make them play the way they should play?
So you're taking his side to say, we need better managers here.
I think so.
You know what he really needs is a lot of money.
Well, he's
to
got
buy
money.
Pitchers.
He's got money. He's got to choose to spend
a lot of money.
He's
it's
got
like
a lot
Smokey
of money.
And a Banner. Remember Big Enos and Little Enos?
He's got a lot of money.
I need a fast car. No. Faster than that.
He's got a lot of money. He's got to be willing to spend it. And my impression is he would be willing to spend it given someone sitting in his ear that he trusts. Whether that's Elias, we'll find out, saying this is the guy we need, this is who we need to get, and get him.
By the way, a story came out 3 days ago. You look it up on ESPN.
Yeah.
It was All-Star Break Tales of Trade, Best Trade Stories.
Yep.
So the writer went around to all of these washed-up general managers, tell me your best story. The best story from Baltimore was Angelos related.
Okay.
And it was Jim Duquette saying that he and Flanagan told me this story before he died. He and Flanagan had the summer. It was the summer we did Free the Birds. It was 06.
Yep.
They could have gotten Irvin Santana and like a couple of like really serious cats in a deal. And the deal was for Tejada.
Right.
And they had just given Tejada money, and the old man
wasn't doing it.
Invited them down. They had a half an hour to make their presentation because the old man had a court.
Right, sure.
So
time in on the 6 minutes.
They had 30 minutes.
Just time in on the 6.
He said that they really, because he was a crazy old man to begin with, they put everything on the board for him. They drew everything up. And he said, I don't like it. We're not making a deal. And they left, and that was the
end. That was it.
So he said that we put 16 months worth of work into making a deal that would have transformed the organization. And the audience we got was with this bellicose lunatic lawyer billionaire
who said no,
who just said get out.
Right.
And now we have to go out to the fans and say why the team's effed up.
Right.
How many of those things that happened that we don't know about?
Of course.
That
but,
we never.
But I'm gonna
that, was
give,
a, that was 19 years
gonna,
later
I
that story
it.
Surfaced.
I'm going to give David time to prove as an owner. He's obviously owned the team for what?
A year and a half.
Year.
He made a bobblehead of himself in April.
Right.
That tells
That's
me he
okay.
has no clue what
That's
he's
okay.
doing.
That's okay. You got a
it's
bobble
not okay.
Head. You got a bobblehead for everybody. It's
no,
a thing.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
It's
he
not
owns
normal.
The team. It's not normal. That's irrelevant. He owns the team. He wants to have a bobblehead. Let him have a bobblehead.
Let him go buy the bananas or something. It doesn't
he could.
Matter.
He
He's
could.
A billionaire. He should buy the bananas.
The
that
bananas
would have been more
guy,
fun for
the
him.
The bananas guy is making a ton of money.
Well, that's a good time for him to sell.
That's
though,
right.
Is it right?
Oh, if I was a banana guy, I'd get a little bigger. He's only got 4 teams right now. He's building a league. Give him time.
What the hell is that?
It's just a show. It's not baseball. It's a show. That's all.
Why is it so popular?
Because people love
Does your wife
theatrics.
Want to say it? Does
no.
your sister?
No.
I mean, your sisters are serious people.
Yeah, they're into sports.
I've talked politics
with
them.
They're into sports. They're into sports. They're
no, your sisters are serious.
They're serious sports. They're serious baseball, serious hockey, serious football.
But they would be
they're
on
not
the
banana
fringe.
Fans.
They would be on the fringe of what they're trying to do with the bananas.
No, they're
which
not
is
there.
Get older women.
No, they're not into that.
Want to go laugh?
No, they're into sports. They're not into the show. This is a thing to get little kids.
I'm
to
not
come
trying
in
to be a
it.
Like I was an Eddie Fainer guy when he was down at Stemmer's Run. 40, like, I'm not, I was a Harlem Globetrotters guy.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what it is. It's the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball with a different kind of game. So be it. Let them be. Bottom line is,
but
I'm going to give.
But how can that be more popular than going to see Aaron Judge play?
Because for the people that don't love baseball the way we love baseball in a 1-0 game.
We love baseball so much that we're not down there today, though.
Yeah, but the point is, we would love a 1-0 game or a 7-6 game. And we're good, and we understand strategy, we understand bunting, we understand stealing, hit and run. You even understand the infield fly rule. How many people know that?
I know what a balk is.
There you go.
No one knows what a balk is.
The bananas, the umpires half the time don't know what a balk is. The bananas is a totally irreverent thing with baseball talent, with like a Hollywood overlay of what doesn't work to keep baseball people entertained.
I just don't understand why someone would want to pay $100 to sit on the roof to watch that.
I have no
idea.
I
don't understand
it. It's the same reason people go to see, I don't know, Britney Spears or
lip syncing or something, right?
Right, like, right. Yeah. Milli Vanilli.
Right.
They're going to see, or heaven forbid you say it, you know, they're going to see the Beach Boys in the last 5 years.
I saw Janet Jackson down at the arena 2 years ago. I promise you I did more singing that night than she did.
Yeah. So somebody's paying to go see that.
My throat hurt the next day.
Right.
She's fine.
She was walking away fine.
She got
her Milli Vanilli milkshake at the end, and she walked off to her hotel room, and she was happy.
All right, Leonard and I are here. We've fought about politics. We've agreed about crab cakes, and we're talking some baseball here. You're wearing purple. Are you ready?
It's just a purple day.
You know, training camp opens next week.
Next week. Yeah, you know, I got some tickets.
Next week? How's that possible?
I got some tickets from the Ravens because I am a season ticket holder and a club PSL owner.
Yeah.
I got some tickets to this event. Down at the stadium to sit with Eric.
Let me
and
guess,
John.
No media about.
I don't know. Eric, John, and Sashi.
What's the date?
I think it's August 3rd.
I'm available.
Okay. It's it's a day, a Q&A with them, and then watch the practice and then hang out and see it on the field and all kinds of things. Yeah.
They won't let me in. You know that, right?
Well, we walk through the gate with a ticket. They're not going to let you in. What are they going to do?
It says this ticket's revocable.
It says on my
your name's Raskin. He's Hispanic. We don't let him in.
What's the app here? What's the app? The StubHub, not StubHub. Wait,
SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. So you're telling me it says on the SeatGeek you may bring anyone you choose
except Nestor
Aparicio.
Correct.
That's okay,
it. So right on there.
It says right there.
General
admission. Nestor not allowed. It says it right there.
Save to device. It's right there.
Flock
it's a Sunday, August. That's my mother's
PSL
birthday.
Owner exclusive, August 3rd, 1 o'clock at the stadium.
It says exclusive. They'll exclude me. I promise
So training camp's opening.
I've never been to Owens
did
Mills.
You see,
how do I get there?
Did you see? Did I miss this? Did I misread something somewhere where is it Patrick Queen?
I am very available
you,
that day. The Orioles are playing in
did
Chicago.
Did I see this correctly, that Patrick Queen said something really horrible about Pittsburgh?
What?
Did you see this?
No, what?
I saw this
thing. Is this AI generated?
I don't know.
Don't
that's
be bringing
why I'm asking
rumors
you.
On here. I don't know anything about
that's
it.
That's why I'm asking you, because I thought
can,
for sure
you
know.
Can I be really honest with you? Like,
yeah,
as we go through this, one of the joys of my life at this point, and no offense to anybody that's ever listened or called, is that I'm not interested in what Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco did yesterday. I'm not interested in the NFL Network. I'm not interested in any of these bought-off hacks, especially being thrown out. I'm way more interested in how the NFL and the NFLPA head got together and colluded to keep information away from all the players.
I get it.
How that guy wakes up with a job the next day when it's his job to represent. So, like,
represent
I see – you know what I'm interested in? What happened to Justin Tucker?
He got suspended for 10 games.
Did he? Yeah. And
did you see that?
Did the Ravens have any comment on that or no? No,
I don't think he worked there anymore. He's not in their employ.
It's amazing.
Why
how
do
quick
they
that
care?
Went away, didn't
Why
it?
Do they care? He's
it
not
went
in their
away,
employ.
Though. They made it go away.
It was on the local news for 5 minutes.
It didn't even make the WBAL website because they kept it off of their entry.
Really?
The first one did.
Okay.
The first seven.
I saw that
the
he
next
was
two
suspended.
Allegations never happened. And if you go to their website, it's the Ravens saying it was football reasons because that's
right,
what they wanted to
say. Of course.
And
But the suspension came out.
There's never been
a question asked. The suspension was on the news for a hot minute. And then that's it.
Right.
That's it.
They made that just.
Yeah, of course.
They just disappeared.
Of course. 10 games.
So this off-season stuff of who's driving fast and who got arrested and like that, all of that for me, it doesn't even matter because like
doesn't matter to them.
It doesn't matter to them. Correct.
That's it.
The fact that Ben Cleveland was out blowing a number that would have gotten would have ended my career.
Doesn't matter.
It would have ended my career.
You and me,
right?
You and me.
Winger from Meatballs, right? It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
That's
Steve Rouse is here, the man, the myth, the legend.
Hey.
Look at how handsome he looks in his Baltimore hat.
He's styling.
He's ready for radio. He's got his
people have told me I have a face for radio for years.
Oh, in all of that. But football season, I mean, I think we'll say this for the Ravens. There's... Based on the Orioles, and they're playing a doubleheader, and we're sitting here at Costas and Timonium doing a crab cake tour. It doesn't matter what they do. They dealt their relief pitcher. They're going to deal a whole bunch of other things in the next couple weeks. The football team becomes, yet again, the great purple hope, right, for the community, right?
Sure.
Like, nobody's thinking the Orioles are winning the World Series next year now. Like,
well,
there's no reason to believe that or think that.
Next year's next year. You always have hope.
Yeah.
0-0, you always have hope.
Mr. Rubenstein better reach into his ample pockets.
Well, I've heard the man. I've seen the man twice, and he says... He's ready to write the checks if the baseball people tell him it's what they need, and he agrees. So let's assume that your friend, Mr. Elias,
He's not my friend.
I know.
He was nice to me the day I met him.
That Mr. Elias will say.
You'll see how Sashi treats me in a couple weeks.
Right. We'll say.
Sashi, I'm coming August 3rd.
We got the checkbook, and here's who we want, and we got a deal for this guy. The question is, who are you going to give away? Who are you giving away? Baker, they just gave away Baker for a draft pick. Who else are they giving away from the field?
I don't know about giving away.
Who are they trading?
Well, one of the issues would be in getting rid of Baker is if he excelled, they would have to pay him an arbitration.
Right.
So you say team controllable
Who's
years.
Who's the outfield last year?
Kowser.
No. Stop. All-star this year just made the all-star team from another team. Florida playing for the Marlins.
Oh, you have a Stowers.
Stowers.
Kyle Stowers.
Kyle Stowers. I couldn't think of his name.
Stowers.
Yeah, Stowers. He's an all-star this year. Dealt him away.
Well, we had Trevor Rogers making good starts now. So,
right.
I mean.
Right. It's okay.
I'll tell you, if Trevor Rogers is going to be a number two, number three starter for this team next year, that's still a great deal for me.
Yeah, we still got Eflin.
So, I think at the heart of this, I keep going back to the beginning and saying, I really believe Elias is now the long-term guy.
I think so.
Like, if he's going to rebuild this team the next 2 weeks,
well, now he's got to rebuild it.
You're not firing him October 15th.
No, I don't think so either. You got to keep him around. If you believe in
him,
so
he's going to get to pick the next manager, too.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't he? He's general manager. He's going to be able to pick his guy.
The question would be, why would you keep him when this has failed the way it has this year?
Well, you
could say the arms got hurt.
You could blame it on pitching.
Right.
Right? What kind of pitching do we have? It's been dreadful.
Well, Charlie Morton's out today doing – he was doing okay until I looked up. Is he still doing – he's still doing okay. Some of it works. Sagano worked for a hot minute, right?
Right.
Kittredge is pitching right now.
Right.
They got a kind of high-ish draft pick for Brian Bake. Like,
yeah,
I'm not,
not bad.
But you're talking about the 37th pick in the draft. That guy's not making
not
the team until
next
2028.
Week. No, but you got some kids on the farm. You got to find pitching. You got to be able to buy pitching. It has to happen. And you can't make the excuse that the taxes are high in Maryland, although they're ridiculously high and getting higher.
I know this.
Because somebody went to California before. There's guys playing for the Dodgers and the Padres and the Angels, and they're all getting paid a lot of money. So unless, of course, you are deferring your salary for 30 years.
The Bobby Bonilla?
The Bobby Bonilla deal. How about
Chris Davis
Chris
got
Davis.
$9 million last
Chris
week.
Chris Davis, July 4th. It's Independence Day for Bobby and Chris. They're both smart. They're getting it. And I can't think of his name. The super Japanese Dodgers.
Ohtani.
He deferred 95% of his salary.
Well, that's less that the guy could steal from him gambling then,
that's right?
Right,
but the other thing is he'll leave the country and he won't have to pay all those taxes in Japan that he would have to pay in California.
Yeah, I often wonder about that. Like, if your kid hit it big over in the U.K. right now.
No, their taxes are pretty
steep.
They
still crush you over there.
Oh, the U.K.'s got pretty socialist tax. They're pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if he hit it big in the U.K., he'd have to come home. But, no, he could do it over there, and it's just his tax bill, and so it goes.
Is the Cayman still the place everybody goes
There's
to really
lots
shelter?
Of places. You can shelter in Puerto Rico. You can do some Puerto Rico stuff. Yeah, the islands, all kinds of ways you can shelter. But
Costa Rica, safe spot?
The U.S. government's still finding ways to tap that money. They're finding their way. They want that money.
Well, I remember when all the gamblers went to Costa Rica were calling me, trying to get me to place bets on the radio 20 years ago when I'm FCC licensed.
That took about
30 seconds
right,
for the FCC to shut that down.
Thank you very much.
1-800-BET-US or whatever
right,
the heck
but
that
now,
was.
Just
you
think
know?
Now, you could be sponsored by the casino. You could be sponsored.
I am sponsored.
No, I mean, right.
I'm sitting in a casino. This is
lottery.
An OTP.
That's exactly right. And now it doesn't even matter. Now you watch on.
Now you can bet here. Rouse might be betting on his phone
over here.
There's horse track everywhere above here.
I'm watching a game the other day, and sure enough, they had the official bourbon of Major League Baseball. The official casino of Major League Baseball.
I screenshot.
I'm not making this up. Out of control.
I screenshot a Cal Ripken tweet. A legitimate Cal Ripken tweet encouraging people to bet.
Yeah,
I screenshot that back in the offseason.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Pete Rose is already rolling over in his new barely dry grave.
I want to say this to honor my friends at Costas as I bid Leonard Raskin. Tell me what you do. Give me your American dream speech,
sure.
And then I'm going to tell
sure.
a Costas story.
So everything money. We are all about the American dream. How you save your money, how you protect your money, how you grow your money, and most importantly, how you enjoy your money. Too many people don't enjoy their money. I've seen people put away money. I've encouraged people to put away money, invest money, save money, and I've watched people retire and soon after pass. I've watched people save money, and then one day they don't get to retirement because something happens. They get sick, and their body betrays them, and they didn't enjoy as much as they
wanted
to.
You're telling me I should go to Jamaica in 2 weeks is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. We've had this conversation. Yeah, you travel plenty. The fact is you need to put away money for the future, but you need to live now. And we help people do both. We help people understand how to save for the future, how to enjoy now. And they are not mutually exclusive. You can do one and have the other. You just have to understand how to do it. We help people do that. We make sure that wealth is protected. I've watched people be sued and lose massive wealth. I've watched people get sick and lives end way too short. And we make sure that no matter what happens financially, you're taken care of. Live too long, die too soon, sick or disabled. The plans we help people create work no matter what. That's our job, to make sure that nothing that you can foresee can cause your wealth to be taken away because you didn't know it was out there. Now, if you don't act appropriately, you don't do the right things, you don't implement the right strategies, problems can happen. But if you take a little bit of time and a little bit of money and a little bit of effort, spend as much time on your money as you spend planning a vacation in one of your years, you'd be far better off in the future. That's what we help people do.
I've been frugal lately.
It's good.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm trying to think of the last thing I bought. I bought some peach cake down in Fenwick last week,
good.
And I splurged $16 on
there
that.
You go.
And
I had some fresh peaches. Ooh, very good.
I had a peach today. I'm going to have a peach tomorrow. I'm actually having a meeting down at Coco, so I'm going to go down. One of my good buddies today, I should do this on the air because this Brian Poole, you know who you are. Brian and I grew up together.
Yep.
Even though he's an uptown guy, he was one of those Parkville, Perry Hall guys. He might have been an Overly guy. I'm not even sure. But he sends me a note. Hey, Ness, wondering if you and Jen would both be home tomorrow morning or early afternoon. I have this idea I thought would be cool. I would pick up a peach cake from Fenwick, Woodley, and Simons. I'd bring them over and we could each do blind taste tests.
There you go.
And see which one we like best. I can shoot for another time if that doesn't work.
That's good stuff.
What I need you to know is for my 27th anniversary, and we're going to have updated. I probably have Ravens tickets by the time we do this into August. Beginning August 3rd when Leonard takes me over to Owings Mills and watches me get thrown
out. It's at M&T.
Oh, it's at the stadium?
Stadium.
I can go back to the press box they threw me out of that's now a club?
I don't know about that.
Is it in the Black Wing? It better be in the Black Wing.
I don't know where it is.
It's in that hotsy totsy.
Wherever it is. It's going to be somewhere cool. I know that.
Right in the locker room there.
Could be.
They threw me out of there,
too. Could be in the club level. I don't know.
So, I'm doing 27 of my favorite things to eat. Peach cake might be on the list, by the way. How about Smith Island cake? It's not on my top.
You're not a chocolate fan?
No, I've been in her kitchen, and she.
Yeah.
I've made a cake with her.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, she's lovely. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Everything about, except the little so, the little chiggers that bite your that little they gang up on you.
So the boy, I want to tell a quick story. The boy was home for the week of the 4th, right? He was home for 2 weeks, and we went to a fruit stand, produce stand down at the beach. We were down at the beach for the 4th.
Fresh peaches?
Yeah. Oh, fresh peaches and plums.
Oh,
and
plums.
So he's like, I really want a plum. I can't get any good great fruit over there in Ireland. No. I want to get a good plum. So he got a couple plums. So we go back to the beach house, and we're hanging out. And Kathy is leaving. It's Saturday. She's leaving on the 5th to come home. We're leaving, Matthew and I, the afternoon of the 5th, take him to the airport to fly back to London to get back to Ireland. So she packs up all the stuff and she leaves. And we're getting ready to pack up. And he's like, on the way on the car, I'm going to have like this fruit. And we can't find it. She's gone an hour. We can't find it. So finally we get in the car. He calls her. He says, Mom, did you take the fruit? Yeah, put it all in the cooler. She took his peaches and his pears and his peaches and plums that he was buying.
I love me a good plum.
Fresh plums on the way to the airport. She took them home.
Screwed him.
He's got to wait now. He's coming back on the 20th of August. He's got to wait till
that's
the end
be
of
late.
August. It's going to be late
it's
for
be
plums.
Late for peaches, too.
Late for plums.
Hurry.
Well, he'll get some corn.
Not going to get any summer blueberries then.
Get some strawberries.
I'm going to be doing all of this beginning on August 3rd, believe it or not. It's our 27th anniversary. So every day in August, I'm going to feature one of the legitimate my favorite things that I eat.
Yeah, cool.
So some of these places I have never, ever talked about. Some of them I've never put a picture up on social media because they're not sponsors
or
whatever.
Sure.
Or it's just something dumb that I eat that I don't need to share my Indian food with you.
Yep.
But I will next month. So
cool.
We're here at Costas. Everybody sort of knows my favorite thing here is the cream spinach, which really you can get in the Oyster Rockefeller. Now they do it with a pita chips here. And also the Crab Imperial, which I'm going to have here today with Steve Rass, which
Imperial,
I love so
good
much.
Stuff.
So that's what I feature. But I'm, you know, at Coco's, I love the coconut shrimp. And so I'm going to go around all during August. There's going to be some surprises, going to be some desserts.
I'm all for it.
Right, all of that. So I wanted the American Dream. I walked in here today, and it is, Costas is an OTB.
It's beautiful.
It looks a little bit like you're at the racetrack this time of day because all the racing's on. At night, it looks like a sports bar,
place
right?
Place is great.
But it's vibrant. It's happening. Maggie's come here from the other side of town. I got mixologist John's here. A lot of the Dundalk crew comes. But I came in and I looked up, and I'm wearing my reading glass right now, so I can't. But I looked across over there, and if you see that kid that's sitting there reading the picks, his name's Stan Salter.
Okay.
Stan was an intern of mine it was last century.
Yep.
It was 96, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Maybe even before I had the radio station. Maybe. Stan Salter's been around that long. Stan was the pick the ponies at Bowie and Laurel.
Very
and
cool.
Not Bowie, but Laurel and Pimlico and on the meets here. He's doing Delaware now. So I looked up, and I'm sitting at the bar, and I looked, and I'm like, Stan Salter, his dad was a trainer, was a horse trainer, and he grew up in a horse business, and it's all he ever loved was horse racing.
It's great.
Not even as much as betting. He loved the horses. He loved training
they're
them.
They're amazing.
He loves everything about
horses. Beautiful animals.
I've never known anybody in my space
that
loves horses as much as Stan. And I came in, and Stan said, you know, lost his gig with Marilyn and this and that. It's never paid as much as I'd like for him. And I always wish the best. I love Stan. And I come in, I look up, Stan's at the racetrack doing what Stan does.
That's it.
And I took a picture of him, and I thought, that's the American dream, right?
Amen.
To do what you love to do.
Do what you love to do.
Do what you love to do.
And if you can earn a shekel, nothing better.
I love eating Italian sausage. You know this about me. That's why I went to Deep Pasquale's on Tuesday.
Right.
So I was doing what I love to do.
And you get paid for it, nothing could be better.
That's the American dream.
And amen.
And listen, I hope that when you and I get together, that my wife might be bitching about me spending money, or I'm yelling about spending money, but I hope that I do something that I can say to you that I spent $10 too much on something to make myself feel good. I don't know what that would even be at this point.
There's lots of things. Another belt buckle. You're going to find one.
I went to Bojangles Chicken out.
There you go.
I got some Bo's chicken last week.
I did Bo's at the, what's it called, the D.C. train station. Is it Union Station?
Yeah.
Union Station downstairs is Bojangles.
Bo doesn't come to you easy,
that's
man.
That's always a good get. You got to find it. You got to find it.
You got to find Bo.
Yeah,
you know?
Bo ain't around like Popeyes.
Ain't looking around for
ain't
Bo.
Like, ain't like Popeyes where it's right there.
Don't get me started. I'm going to get the fried chicken here at Costas. All right. Leonard Raskin is here. He's making me hungry, which is perfect. Our 27th anniversary kicks off on August 3rd. Steve Rouse, the man, the myth, the legend. It's not that I barely know him. This is like an honor for me to have him on my show. I always wanted to be on his show. So Tom Davis is on his show every day and got paid for it.
That's right.
That's the American dream.
There you go.
I am Nestor. We're here at Costas with Leonard Raskin, who was my friend until we started talking about Donald Trump.
Which probably we don't do very often.
Which we should never do again.
That's right.
I'll be back. Steve Rouse is going to be here. We're going to talk about chickens and livestock and how to make people laugh. And you know, Coachella spent all the last week trying to make me funny. I'm going to practice on you, Steve Rouse. Back for more right after this.